up by saying, you know, solidarity and revolutionary greetings to everybody. It's, you know, I'm very appreciative of having this opportunity to, you know, to express myself to all of you, and, you know, and the hard work and the contributions you've made, and I hope that you will continue to make. Up in the ante is an important organ of education, and I see that you're using it in a profound and a productive way. I haven't received my copy of it, and I eagerly await that, but on the strength of what I've heard about the various articles, several things touch me as significant I'd like to speak on. One of the things is that the Islamic circumstance or the struggle of Islamists and the West, so to speak, and our endeavors to understand it, you know, a little bit more completely. Unlike principal Marxist lines, we're really looking at an entirely different entity that seems to be, at least where it's portrayed as being entirely religious oriented and religious interpretation based on one's own interpretation. For a lot of us, you know, who view the struggle of Hezbollah or Al-Qaeda or the various other groups, in some ways we can understand it and be supportive of it. And in other ways, we run difficulties in trying to grasp, well, if we don't agree with it, if something doesn't appear to be principled, where is the criticism from their rank and file about that situation? Because if we can see it as being not productive, so to speak, then why don't they themselves and, you know, the infrastructure of it see it in the same way? So basically, I think what I'm trying to say is any information we can get, you know, that it would help us outline it, because we know that they are non-Marxist or Leninist or Islamist, period. So they have their own line of principles that we would like to hear, you know, expressed on a universal plane, so that university, we can all understand it and be able to dialogue on it a little bit more significant. So I feel that this article from the brother from India is significant, and that will open up a lot of, you know, thought patterns and pathways that we can better understand things. The Six Nations. We're all interested in what's taking place there. We're trying to understand it to the best of our abilities. Strong solidarities and shout outs to the Six Nations for their struggle. And we want to hear more. We want to hear what the plan of development is either planned for or moving towards in terms of goal orientation. Where does Six Nations wish to be once it has reached this stage of negotiation and won certain victories? Where do they go from there? What other operations will they start to enter? I mean, will they venture into a stronger level of healthcare, or schooling, or just reinforcing and solidifying traditionalism from Six Nations perspective? Does it support other struggles around around the world per se, and why? We want to reach out and grasp arms in solidarity with all of them. So this idea of interviewing and talking to Six Nations is significant. We hope that they are into constructive criticism. We hope that they have some good ideas and are generating some positive influences, and we hope to see more. The Weather Underground book, I forgot the brother's name, but yes, I've seen some reviews on it. I perhaps will purchase a copy of it eventually to get a grasp on it, but I have to admit that my reading and, you know, my writing and as such, even responding, has been somewhat delayed due to my presentations being presented or being prepared for the parole board board hit that I recently received. I received another 2-year hit, bringing up a total of, when I next appear, I will have bought them almost close to 35 years. So we're in the course of, you know, really, really trying to put this out here so that we can, if we at the very least, we will be able to introduce some type of form of legislation to assist others that may not help ourselves. But if possible, then we do become successful and they recognize that you cannot just bury, you know, dissidents here. You just can't submerge, you know, resistance, you know, inside a cemetery and say that, you know, even though it's in violation of every, you know, rule and role we've ever paid in history or tried to enact, we're going to get away with this because we so choose to do. And, I mean, it flows right across the board. You know, it's important that we struggle in these matters and in the hopes at least liberate some segments of this population that are unjustly being held and confined at the whim and will of a certain group or class of individuals. So, I hope to get the reader on the Weather Underground's material, but again, that's not a priority at this time. I'd like to send you shout-outs from most of the comrades in here. There are quite a few of us here, you know, socially conscious brothers as well, you know, good religious body. We have Native Americans from the Six Nations that are strong and empowering themselves in their traditional beliefs and philosophies and trying to aspire more to understanding of their history. We have Muslims, you know, we have Christians. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, we have a well-rounded group of intellectual thinkers and critical analysis. And we all want to send our shout-outs to you and to thank you for your contributions over the years so that we are not forgotten and that any contributions that we do make, you know, that we can will be well rest assured that somewhere in history we're being remembered. And we're just, all in all, we're not really glad to be here, but we're glad to be in the mind state that we are in. And that we send major shouts out to all of you. And on that note, let me conclude. It was nice, you know, having this moment to say something. And I can't, you know, I just can't just let you know how much, you know, I really care, how much I'm in awe and happiness over the fact that, you know, so many people are coming together and, you know, changing and bringing about change around the world. And I'm certainly glad to be a part of it, but it's not my turn, it's your turn. It's your turn to shine in the light of truth and be recorded in history. So I thank all of you. And in that, I have to say solidarity from all of us to all of you, forward ever, backwards never.